Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Break every chain, break every
on, use your key, use your key.
Welcome to Prolific Fire. I would like to take the time to thank all of you for joining me on tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time out to do so. I pray that you will be blessed by the Lord on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for strengthening me in my body. Lord God, that I can bring forth this message, Lord God, the way that you gave it to me, so that it will be a blessing unto your people. Heal, deliver, and set free on tonight, Lord God. Use me, Lord God, as you see fit. In the name of Jesus, amen. The foundational text for tonight comes from 2 Samuel chapter 24, and there's only one verse, verse 10, and I will be reading from the NIV. It says, David was conscience stricken after he had counted the fighting men, and he said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. Now, Lord, I beg you to take away the guilt of your servant. I have done a very foolish thing. I have done a very foolish thing. The title of tonight's message is Free of All Charges. The message tonight is for those of you who feel like David, like you've done a very foolish thing, and the guilt of it is weighing heavy on your mind. You would give anything for God to somehow magically take it away, erase the course of events that even led up to such a grievous act. What was I thinking? A question that plagues your mind in the midnight hour. You really could kick yourself for this one. And the devil is enjoying every minute of it. He lives to steal your peace, to kill your joy, to destroy your life. The devil is enjoying every minute of it. He lives to kill your peace, steal your peace, to kill your joy, to destroy your life. I heard Bishop Rosie O'Neill put it like this. Some of you are still under the spirit of condemnation. Some of you are still under the spirit of condemnation. She said you are letting the devil make you feel less than over something you did in the past. You are letting the devil make you feel less than over something you did in the past. But God, through his son Jesus to be exact, listen to the words of Hebrews 9, verses 12 through 14 from the NIV. For he, Jesus, did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood, thus attaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctified them, so they were outwardly clean. How much more than with the blood of Christ, whom through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience. God can cleanse your conscience. Through the blood of Jesus, your conscience can be cleansed. How much more then with the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. Beloved, how much more will Christ and his blood do for you? Beloved, how much more will Christ and his blood do for you? That's my question on tonight. Those of you dealing with issues of the mind need to know Jesus has already dealt with the mind and the release, the redeeming of the mind. Has already dealt with the mind and whatever issues you're having that's coming against your mind. In the garden, before the cross, God allowed Jesus to get so stressed out that blood dripped from his forehead, Matthew 26. His blood cleansing, his forehead representing the mind, representing your mind. Somebody needs to receive the redeeming power of the blood on tonight. Jesus was so stressed because of something he had to do on the cross, not for himself, but for you. Jesus was so stressed because of something he had to do on the cross for you, to make things right for you. Jesus was the spotless sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice offered up for your sins, so that you and all of you, your mind, body, and spirit, could go free. Jesus was the spotless sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice, offered up for your sins, so that you, all of you, your body, mind, and spirit, could go free. Be free of all charges. Be free of all charges on tonight. His blood has the power to cleanse your conscience. You don't have to remain guilty, even though you are. That's the beautiful thing about Jesus and his blood. Even though you know you're guilty, even though I know I'm guilty, you don't have to remain guilty. I don't have to remain guilty, even though you are, even though I am. And that's the part in the natural you can't seem to get past. You know you're guilty. You know it, I know it. You know you're guilty. And you also know what you deserve. You repent, but it doesn't seem to stick. But still, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9 from the NIV, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. What is he? He is faithful. If you don't get anything else from the message on tonight, get that he's faithful. I don't care what circumstances are telling you, how you feel about the situation. God is faithful. He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. You repent, but it doesn't seem to stick, because no sooner than you repent is the memory brought first class back to you, back into your mind. You repent, but it doesn't seem to stick, because no sooner than you repent is the memory brought first class back into your mind. That's when the blood of Jesus that has the power to cleanse your conscience should be used. That's when you use the blood of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus can cleanse your conscience. Don't just stay silent when you have already repented. Don't just stay silent when you have already repented. Had a sincere talk with God about your wrong and about where you went wrong. Don't just stay silent. Open your mouth on the enemy. Open your mouth tonight on the enemy. The blood of Jesus being your weapon. Saying the blood of Jesus that has cleansed my conscience of this, that same blood is against you, binding, restricting the work of your hand. Leviticus 17:11 from the New Living Translation says, for the life of the body is in the blood. I have given you the blood on the altar to purify you, make you right with the Lord. It is the blood given in exchange for a life that makes purification possible. Beloved, there is life in the blood of Jesus for you. Because of what Jesus did in the shedding of his blood, there is life. Because of what Jesus did in the shedding of his blood, there is life. You can have life. Somebody needs to know that tonight. You can have life despite your sins. You don't have to remain guilty. It's the purification, the cleanliness, the essence of his blood. Though you may be guilty with blood on your hands, that makes it possible. His blood makes you redeemable, makes you right with the Lord. His blood makes you redeemable, makes you right with the Lord, free of all charges. You might not feel forgiven on tonight, but how many know forgiveness is not a feeling? Oh, no, it's not a feeling, not a feeling at all. You might not feel forgiven, but it's not a feeling. Forgiveness is an act of love, just as it was an act of love in John 8 when Jesus forgave a woman caught in adultery her sins and freed her from her accusers. It's an act of love now. Go and sin no more. Somebody listening to me on tonight, go and sin no more. Satan is called the accuser of the brethren. In Revelation 12:10, he's called the accuser of the brethren. Throwing around accusations is what he does. Throwing around accusations is what he does. But you have overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Therefore, say something when he tries to come at you using the vehicle of your mind. Therefore, don't just stay silent, like I said. Open your mouth and say something. When he comes at you using the vehicle of your mind, say something. And stop agreeing with him. Some of you are agreeing with the enemy on tonight. You are filled with guilt. Your conscience is eating you alive. Some of you cannot eat. You cannot sleep for remembering what you have done. Done. Past tense. It's past tense. And the devil is preying on your emotions like the vulture that he is. But if you have repented, listen to me. But if you have repented, you are in right standing with God, and he has forgiven and forgotten the offense. Hebrews 8:12 from the Amplified Bible. For I will be merciful and gracious towards their sin, and I will remember their deeds of unrighteousness no more. And I will remember their deeds of unrighteousness no more. 2 Corinthians 10:5, King James Version. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bring your thought life, those things you think about that are not like Christ. Bring your thought life, those things you think about that are not like Christ, into captivity before the thought of that thing can do any more damage. Before the thought of that thing can do any more damage. Bring it into captivity by speaking the word of God out of your mouth. You must do something. You must do something. You cannot be lazy and expect to win the victory over the enemy. But you must do something to bust up the devil's mind games. You must do something to bust up the devil's mind games. Say out loud, I choose to think things that are only pure, praiseworthy, and of a good report, in accordance with Philippians 4:8. My mind has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Dead thoughts, thoughts that are no longer active or present tense, has no hold on me. Dead thoughts, thoughts that are no longer active or present tense, has no hold on me. I am free of all charges. Say you will no longer use me to condemn me. That's what's going on with some of you. Satan is using you to condemn you. But the Bible says in Romans 8:1, therefore there is no condemnation to me who is in Christ Jesus. Therefore I will no longer be torn down, ridiculed by what you call truth. God has forgiven me. Jesus has cleansed my conscience. And I now renew my mind to forgive myself. And I now renew my mind to forgive myself. I think we forget about that a lot of times. We focus so much on forgiving other people, and that's important too. But we need to forgive ourselves also. Somebody needs to say that. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Stop letting the devil use you to hurt you. You are free of all charges. Forgive yourself. Ephesians 1, verses 7 through 8 from the Message Bible sums it all up. The scripture says, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by our misdeeds. And not just barely free either, abundantly free. Not just barely free, beloved, but abundantly free. If you can hear my voice and you are not saved in right standing with God on tonight, this is your opportunity to get it right. This right now is a call for salvation. In Mark 5, verse 24 from the NIV, it simply says, Jesus went with him, referring to Jairus. Because he displayed faith, he came to Jesus and he asked. That's all he did, and Jesus went with him. And that's what we are about to do in compliance with Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, New Living Translation. The Bible says that if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe, have faith in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing, having faith in your heart, that you are made right with God. And it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Let's talk to Jesus and ask. Repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you in faith, believing that Jesus is Lord, and I am a sinner in need of him. Come into my life from this night on, and help me to change for the better. Thank you, Lord. I receive you. Amen. Congratulations. From this night on, Jesus go with you, just as he went with Jairus. Now, if there's anyone on the phone desiring prayer, press 1. Just press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I do appreciate it. While I was bringing forth the word, my computer locked itself, so give me just a minute. The songs played tonight were Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs. Played a little bit of that one twice just to set the atmosphere and give you all time to call in because I didn't want anybody to miss the word. Right now, I see there are no prayer requests for tonight. But as I always say, if you need me throughout the week for prayer or private consultation, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Right now, this is Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave. And immediately following this, we will pray this message out.
Wipe away every stain.
somebody needs to remember that on tonight, that you are redeemed, that you are set free, that you are free of all charges. That's what this message was about that went forth, just to let you know that whatever's troubling your mind, you are set free from it. Your mind has been cleansed of it because of Jesus and his blood. Therefore, do not let Satan defeat you, but speak the word of God against him. Plead the blood of Jesus against him. Let's pray. Father God, help us to believe your finished work, that we have already been forgiven. And in times when we fall short yet again, if we would seek you in prayer and repent, turn away from the behavior, help us to realize that prayer is a mender in the fences the devil has tried to tear down. Cleanse our thoughts. We plead the blood of Jesus over our mind, that the devil will not use our minds as a door to enter. We forgive ourselves and choose to no longer hold ourselves hostage to thoughts and old deeds, no matter how wrong they were. We think thoughts of freedom. We speak words of freedom. For who the Son says free is free indeed. Somebody say this with me. I am free of all charges. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I believe I receive. I will rest tonight. My mind will rest. My emotions will rest. My body will rest in the love of the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Be sure to connect with me on Twitter if you have not done so, at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, you can visit the ministry's website at any time. Visit ProlificFire.com. That's ProlificFire.com. Next Monday, same time, same place. Be sure to join me and tell somebody else to join me on Prolific Fire. The message will be Dead Man Walking. The pain that comes before promotion. The high cost of being truly anointed. Again, that's Dead Man Walking. The pain that comes before promotion. The high cost of being truly anointed. I hope I will see you then. Thank you once again. God bless you. Good night. I love you.